Avram and Moshe, and from start you take the Torah away.
It's told with the Tefillah of the Eibishter. The story is told there was once Atzias Geshumim. There wasn't any rain. And that had to be mispalel for rain. So the whole Tzibbe made a Tarnis and they got together. And the Baal Tefillah went to the Omid. He wasn't the big Talmud Chuchim. He didn't know the right translation of the words, and he started crying, with tears. And the Oilim were wondering, okay, you have to have a good rain, so why isn't it being spelled? After that, they came to ask the most touch. He says, is all quetching the himmel. In seinem Spalt im Eibischen zu sagen, Wutzach ist es schon mal, jetzt ausquetschen den ganzen Himmel, will nur ihr Mutter, ich bleib kein Regen. So sagen, ein reiner, ein lechtiger Sieg ist wieder zu schaffen. Now we are in the heilige Tag, in the days between Yom Kippur, Yom Kudish, Yom Tov Sikis, and a Yid is the Zman of Aliyah, and the Tfilet of the Eibischte is, that even with Hashem after Sikkis, and all the blabben, as always from the days of Yom Kippur and of Sikkis, or Shushun Yom Kippur Sikkis, Elul, is a famous word from the Heilige Baal Shem Tov. The Pusik says in Tehillim, Kapitel Kiv Bais, Tfile le'uni ki ya'atoiv lefnai Hashem yishpach sichoi. Tfile le'uni ki ya'atoiv, what's Pusik Pshat? The tefillah of the poor man, Kiyato, who is healed in to his tzura. Elefnai Hashem, yishpach sichoi. And he pours out his heart for the Eibishter. Says the Heilige Baal Shem Tov Mushel, there was once a king who opened his oitzres, he opened his treasures, and he said that everybody is allowed to come to take whatever he wants and ask whatever he wants. Everybody came in, some people took gold and silver, diamonds. Some asked the king to help them from their enemies. Some asked the king to become a high general. Everybody had the right to ask his bakushas. One person came along and didn't ask anything. No jewels, no gold, no silver, no not to become great, not to become any officer. He had one bakusha. I want to ask the king. Just like the king opened his doors for us now, that we're allowed to come and to see his treasures and to speak to the king, I want to ask permission to be able to come into the king's palace 3 times a day, the whole year, all my life, to be able to come to speak to the king. So the king was very impressed, and he granted him permission, and he gave him gold and silver as well. Says the Heilige Baal Shem Tov, the tefillah of the person who is maskim to blam or a man, tefillah l'uni. He doesn't come to ask for money, gold and silver. L'uni, he wants to stay uni. Kiyato is the biggest tefillah, it takes it wraps in all tefillahs. What's his bakusha? Lefnai Hashem yishpach sichoi. He asks Hashem, let me stay close to you the whole year round to be able to come to Davin to speak to you, to the king. The same thing reading on the spalel, when we all know the hoiche tzaten of the Yomim Nehuim, the hoiche tzaten of Sikkis, we're so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have all these special mitzvahs. We ask Hashem, Tfilah Luuni Kiyato, if we have this tefillah that wraps in all the tefillahs, we stay humble, but we ask Hashem, Lefnai Hashem Yishpach Sichoi, we should be able to stay close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole year round. We have this big Gvaltig Zechis to be able to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to speak to Hashem 3 times a day. But as the year goes along, we get into our routine, and all different tirdas that take over our lives. I'm just about have time to go daven shachris, mincha maariv, with all different things in our heads. And we have, sometimes we find we're quite far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now is the time that we should be mispal to the Eibishter, tvillu nikiyato v'fnai Hashem yishpach sichoi. Davke, the Medrash brings this capital b'negaya, the Yontav of Sikkis. Because the Pusik carries on. Punu el tvillis o'arar, Pusik in capital kiv bai setelim. Punu, the Eibishter ketzer, the Eibishter, the Punu, the ketzer, he turns off. El tvillis o'arar, to the tefillah of the person who was very beholden, he has nothing. Mamash is completely destructive, he has nothing. Kvaro had gunished. Zikst Kvaro? Yeah, okay. V'lebuzu es tefillusam. And Hashem is not mevazah their tefillahs. Tekusav zoiz ladoich achroin, that says the Pusik. Write this to the late generations. Duvud HaMeila quotes a Pusik for our generations. Tekusav zoiz ladoich achroin. And tell them, V'am Nivru, Hashem will create you for a new nation, Yehalal Kor, to be able to be Mahal the Eibishter. Says the Medrash, what's Pshat? Dovid HaMelech writes for a generation like our times, where we haven't got no Melech, no Koyen, no Besamikdash. All we have is only Tefillah. Hashem promises us that we'll accept our Tefillah. What do we have to do? Likach lila ve'esrik, take the lila and the esrik, and lekanes lefnai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to praise Hashem, lefichach Moshe mazas Yisroel ve'oymer lekatlech b'yemirishin. Says the Medrash, this Pusik is speaking about Klal Yisroel in a time when they are aror, completely rechob, there's nothing. But do yos aluli she'alem lo'y melech, v'lo'y novi, v'lo'y koyen, v'lo'y irim etimim. Ve'ayin luhem elu tfile zibel vat. Omer duvet nakunish buchi loy buzas tfilusom tikusam zois le doyer achem. Ve'am nivru yehalol ka. We have a special message from Duvet HaMelech in Tehillim. He writes out clearly that he's speaking to our generations, tikusam zois le doyer achem. That the time we're ara, we have nothing. No melech, no novi, no koyer, no irmetimim. We have tfile. And the kusim zoyz doyer achem, va'am nivru yehalol kor, shekush buchi usin livru is oysam bei chadusha. And what do you have to do? Take the lilev and the esrig and be b'shabach for the Eibishter. This is the message, especially for our generations, in the chizik of the union of tefillah to the Eibishter, of although we are arrow, although we are, no, we are completely waste, we have nothing to offer, we feel very distant and far, we feel arrow, we feel insignificant. Hashem says, no, I want to hear your tefillahs. The story is told with the Heilige Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh. One year, by Ne'ila, the Baal Shem Tov came in very late to Ne'ila. The Oilim Tamidim were waiting very long time. Baal Shem Tov didn't come in late hours, not very unusual. The Baal Shem Tov came to Ne'ila and davened Ne'ila. Motzi and Kippur, Talmidim were very curious, and they asked the Baal Shem Tov, what happened? Why was the Ne'ilah so postponed? The Heilige Baal Shem Tov said, I'll tell you why. The Heilige Baal Shem Tov could see with Rikha Kodesh that in a town there was a Yid who was a Bala Vaire. His mamish oiva virus, all the sins of the Torah was oiva, completely. Very distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and Mitzvahs. This person saw the Liach Yid Tishri didn't mean anything to him. But as it approached Yom Kippur, and he saw the Yidden going to Shul and Lal Kol Nidre, it touched him, it wanted to move him, but he was too cold, he was too stubborn, he couldn't move. Most Yidden move, many Yidden move on Yom Kippur, get moved on Yom Kippur. The Neshama gets moved, you say, Udimatirim le'espal ima avaryunim. We matter them, even those people who are normally avaryunim, are far from Hashem, and like on Nidre, they all get this orgas. I once heard the story that this Baldashan once dashened in his shoe. He says, Unimatirim le spal im avaryunim. What do you mean avaryunim? We're all here together. Who do you mean avaryunim? So he said, I'll tell you a story with the Yid who was here in this Besmedrash. He says, there was this person, he didn't keep anything. Aber, one thing he kept, used to fast on Yom Kippur, because he heard from his parents, and from his Zayde, fast on Yom Kippur. One thing he did, fast on Yom Kippur. So he looked at his liach, at his calendar, And he saw that the day of Yom Kippur is going to be a big match in football. And he was a big player. He had to play football. To fast on a day of football doesn't really go together. Because I think he won't eat food, which is also difficult. He has to have drink after so much giving up, so much energy and running. He had to have some drink. It's impossible. So, but what can it be? Obviously, Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. He was in Kabbalah himself. This year was a eat. Yom Kippur, year my Yom Kippur is going to fast. Yom Kippur came, he went to the match. He played the game, the stomach he won, I don't know. And he fasted. He came home by night. He was almost looking at the calendar to know what to see. So the newspaper did have a calendar. The newspaper to see what time sunset is, what time is night. And he was about to go to the sink to take a glass of water to was it with English? To trench his thirst. Is it trench?
Quench.
To quench his thirst. It was impossible. And his father says, Hey, John, what's going on? What's this? Tonight's Yom Kippur. And then I saw him. He's fasted 24 hours. Now he went into bed and slept all day and fasted 2 days. It's a true story of the Yid who was very far from the Eibishter in America. And then through that, mitzvah yeres mitzvah, he drew closer to the Eibishter, became a Baal Shiva, and he davened in this shul. And he said, so the roof was called Rabbi Tversky, a son of the Milwaukee Rebbe. True story. In our times, a few years ago, he says, we have unim atil mispal imaver yunim. We have within Yidin who are mavam with the Sayim. They're willing to go over against their will. Imaver yunim. Every Yidin is a varyunim. Yom Kippur v'nacht, we realize that every Yidin got a spark of a varyunim. It's great to give Messias Nefesh to fast 2 days. Many, many stories of Yidin who have this Nekidah Pnimis, this Nekidah. So a normal Yid, the Skin Yom Kippur, he sees Yidin going to Kolidra, it touches him. This Yid never goes so far. Carried on in the morning, Shachris, he saw the Yidin going in the morning with the Kittler, with the Talaisim. It touched him, but he was able to push it away. The story is told with this person who once came into a Shilin Yom Kippur. Lal Kom Nidra, Kim Tawa Mensch, with him. Hair with no kapel, no yarmulke, no talis. He comes in, he stands at the shul, stands. Everybody goes, turns to him, would you like a siddur? Would you like a kitten? Would you like a machzer? No problem. Okay. Comes to the shul on Shachris, and he stands there, looking, staring. Again, the guy comes, if she would like a seat, if she would like a... I can't offer you a coffee, but if she has a machzer. Completely... No, it's okay. Came into Ne'ila. He comes in, he barges in. Nobody even wanted to offer everything. He barges in. And at the opening of the Kodesh, he starts shouting, why did you kill my father, my mother, my brother, my siblings? Why did you kill them? And he walks out. Then he comes back in again and asks for a kapel and for a talis and for a kittel. What was the story? They asked, what's going on here? He said, Azoy. Nebuch is after the Holocaust, after the World War. And Nebuch, what Yidin went through, Rachmon understand that Yidin went through Gehenim, lost all his family. And he says, he's going to meet Hashem. And he's going to give Hashem a shouting off. He's going to give a reel. Where will he meet Hashem? Hashem is Nista. Where does he meet? He'll meet Hashem. Yom Kippur in the shul, he'll meet him. Comes in Lail Kol Nidre. He's seeking for Hashem. He doesn't see Hashem. He doesn't see Hashem. So he walks out. Comes in Shachris, Menche, seeking Hashem. He didn't hear a couple. He must have shouted Hashem. How tons of the Eibishter. As a rankin kommt in Ne'ile, he saw Hashem. He felt Hashem. They came in Ne'ile. So he saw Hashem. He went to Hashem and shouted Hashem. And he walked out. But he then chapped. Oi, Hashem is still alive. Hashem is here. Hashem is with us. So that's where Balshiva became a Balshiva. The Indian of Yom Kippur is like a Valtig that awakens a Yid. So this Yid, going back to this story, this Yid, Lal Kol Nidre didn't mean to him, Shach didn't mean to him, but came to Ne'ile, he was Mamish the Soire, he took his kittel from upstairs, went in one of his closets, and took his machzer, went into the shiel, and started crying. And he was crying. He only managed to daven Ne'ilah a few hours after Motzei Yom Kippur. The Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh saw this Yid's Tefillah, and this Yid's Tefillah went up straight to Shemayim. And not only did it go up to Shemayim, many, many tefillahs that had been kept back many years also had the zchus to go up to Shemayim together with the tefillah of this Baal Shiva. Said the Baal Shem Tov, I wanted to be coil my tefillah with the tefillah of this Baal Shiva. So I waited until this Baal Shiva davened, and I was spelled together with this Baal Shiva. It's a true story, Mekibbel from Tzadikim. And the Belzer Ruf Zechoin Levoch, Rebbe Sokha Dov, says, that's my ribbon in the Pusik. Punu el tefillah so aror, v'loi buzu es tefillu som. Ask the Medrash, he starts a revolution yuchid, Punu, Hashem turns El Tfilah Su'arah, the Tfilah of this Arah, this person who is completely waste, has nothing to offer. V'loibuzu es Tfilu Som, Lushan Rabin. It tells us sometimes we have about Shiva, who makes Shiva with a properly broken heart. V'loibuzu es Tfilu Som, through his Tfilah, Hashem accepts many other Tfilahs. Many other Tfilahs go up with the Tfilah of this Arah. This teaches us the gewaltige Shivas of Tfilah Le'uni Ki'atoif. A person might feel humble. He might feel distant. The main thing is a person pours out his heart with a close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's so important, so chushev. It's many times even the Baal Shem Tov wanted to daven together with this Baal Shiva. In Ma'a Olai Nilasas, Likech, Lile, Ve'esrig, Ve'ruve, Ve'adasim, Elekadosh Na'amukim. The Lila and the Esrig, that's in the ruins, they resemble all parts of Klal Yisrael. As we all know, the Esrig has a nice taste and a nice smell. Mamad and Tzadikim, who have Toirim, Asim Toivim. The Lila is a tumor, has a good taste, but no smell. Nadasim has a good smell and no taste. And the Ram is Yidin. Some Yidin have a good taste and a good smell. Some Yidin have a good smell, but no taste. And Masim Toivim, but no Toirim. Some have a care, they have Masim Toivim. Toirim, they have Masim Toivim. The Aruva is Meramas, Aruva. What's the Aruva? The Aruva is no Toirim, no mitzvahs. But since we're all together, one Klal Yisrael, it shows that the whole Klal Yisrael is united together, condemned to the Eibishter. And even more so, on Hashanah Rabbah, we all turn to the Arova. Like the Baal Shem Tov turned to this tefillah of this Arova to teach us that the main thing is to pour out your heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel it closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To kusav zoyt l'doyr achron, v'am nevru lihalol ka, that somebody who feels the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's so important that even the Lila and the Esrik and the Adasim give their chayitz to the Aruva, and they want to be called to the Aruva. Shadarabba, the Aruva itself is the Yachsen. Yoim Aruva, the teachers, the Aruva is so chushev. The kuz of the Doir Achman, people feel like Aruva. They don't feel like a Lila, or like a Esr, or like a Dasa. They feel like Aruva. It's kachilik. Since you pour out your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you dam to Hashem, your tefillah is very, very, very chushev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that many times the tzaddikim want to have the schos that their tefillah should go with your tefillah. And that's lekachtem luchem b'yoyim rishon. We should take ourselves, bring ourselves to the Eibishter together with the Lilev. Together, lekachtem luchem b'yoyim. What's luchem? Bring yourself together with the Lilev. Learn from the Lilev how important you are and how chushev you can down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The main thing is to be able to focus on davening. Many times we feel it's so difficult to daven to Hashem, to have our mind focused on davening, the whole tefillah. Maybe in Kippur, some tefillahs we have some emotion, some feeling, but it's not a normal day to have davening with a feeling, with emotion, the whole tefillah, it's very difficult. We have to take things stage by stage. I heard the gewaltige Wort this year, someone told me, the Bianer Rebbe Schlite, said the gewaltige Wort. Steit, in Sheikh Nurech, that we should accept upon ourselves, to say this is my tshiva, not to eat paspalte for 10 days, I say my tshiva. And the question is asked, what's the big deal? We know after I say my tshiva, we're back to old bread. What's the big deal? We're like trying to impress a Kodesh Baruch Hu for 10 days we won't eat paspalte. So he said, a person should take small steps. A person wants to take big steps, he falls through. Take small steps. For 10 days, I'm not going to eat paspalte. It might feel very small, and you know, it's only for 10 days. But since you're mekabel a mitzvah, we say mitzvah yireres mitzvah. You start off one kabbalah, another kabbalah. Don't take big kabbalas. We have to know when we're speaking about davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with kavuna and pouring out our heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with kavuna. Avada, The goal is to daven the whole davening, like a lechid, and to feel the heart, every single word, but it's difficult. What should be our first few steps towards tefillah b'kavuna? The first thing is, the most important thing, shtait in the Magid Ma'ashurim, from the Magid, the Malach who learned with the Bas Yosef. The Bas Yosef learned Mishnayis. And by learning Mishnayis, he created a Malach. A Malach was created through his Mishnayis learning, and this Malach taught Torah to the Bas Yosef. And he wrote all his teachings in the cipher Magid Ma'ashurim, the teachings he heard from his Malach. And the Magid Ma'ashurim says, when you daven, the first thing is saying the words, and look at the words. We're not speaking about Kavuna, we're before Kavuna. Read the words. Many times, who knows, our lips move. Do we even say the words? We dab off by heart, we just like mumble off, and we're rushing. But it's just to take the siddur and look into the siddur and just say milah by milah. You can say it fast if you have a good chet chadeba, if you're rushing. Say it fast. But say the words and look at the vowels. You know, these vowels, these oisias, these aleph bais, the alphabet, the yiddish oisias, shebohem nivra shemayim uretz. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, is mashma from day magid ma'ashurim, from this magid of the Bas Yosef, that the first thing is words. Kavuna. Kavuna is deeper, and even deeper, and even deeper. And even if a person has the biggest kavunas, says the Chassam Sofer, the Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle were masakin the tefillah, and they themselves got this gili from heaven to make the tefillahs. They themselves didn't know how deep the kavuna of tefillah is. Kavuna is so deep. Even those who are masakin the tefillah, says the Chassam Sofer, didn't know all the kavunas. Because like says someone, an electrician, who tries to mend the electricity, and he connects this chot to this chot, and he makes all the electricity, all the machinery work. And you ask him, for the electrician, tell me, can you explain how it works and why it works? Not an electrician can explain to you exactly why electricity works and how it works. It's the malav, it's a sugya. I didn't understand all the depth of the gashmistic electricity, you know, depth of the whole science. I don't know if every electrician who makes panusa on electricity understands electricity. He can tell you what to do, what to be mechave, what to push. This is gashmistic cycle. Allah has kama v'kama, kal v'choyme, ben benoy shel kal v'choyme. The Seichel HaLekai is a shaykh to be Masik Seichel HaLekai. Tefillah was given to the Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle, but Hashemayim, they should be masakim the words of Tefillah, B'chir HaKodesh, and they understood deep kavunas, but did they know all deep kavunas? No, says some Seichel. But they told us, say these words. So kavuna is Ein Sof. The goal of Tefillah is, the first goal is, say the words. A person can be the kavun of himself, to be mishtadl, to say the words. And saying the words without kavuna. Better looking in the siddur, and seeing the aleph bais, and saying the words, that's the aleph bais of the first thing of tefillah. Says of Chaim Volozhiner, and then it's a skula. If you say the words can come into your neshoma, and they can help you with their skill, help you be mechavan. So we start forget. We have to have kavuna, and our heads all over the place. And it's very difficult to have kavuna when we're thinking about that, and about that, and that person, and that business, and that child, and that money, and that he, and that hair. It's difficult. So we start fighting with kavuna, which is very difficult. No. Relax. The first thing is to relax. Take the siddur, and look in the siddur, and say the words, not off by heart, inside. Saying the words, and saying the words, then you are connected to the tefillah. And that's the tefillah. And once you say the words, these words are words of heiliger words, who like pushing the button of electricity, they connect to very high sources, and they will bring down kavuna into your heart. They will relax you, and they will start making you feeling of kavuna, of preshamillas, and slowly, you'll draw nearer and nearer. Somebody asked the Rashba, the Chiva, What does it have to have kavuna about tefillah? What should be his main kavuna? So normally you would say, Pirush HaMilas. Rashi says, no. It can't be that kavuna of Pirush HaMilas is the main thing of tefillah. Why? Many amaratzim, many nushim, don't even know translation. It's before the linear siddur of the old scroll, And even now we have the rituals of touch. Look at the translation. They're davening, they're saying the words, they don't know touch. So how could it be that the main thing of tefillah is kavuna of perish amilis? So many Yidden don't even know perish amilis. So the Rashba says, the main thing is that you should realize I'm standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the second kavuna. So may we start off with perish amilis. And I'm not going to say you, I fall a trap many times. It's very difficult. We try to have perish amilis, it's difficult. We have to start with saying the words. Saying the words. All of a sudden our mind somewhere else, come back to the Seder, look at the Seder, say the words. And then the second kavun is, try and imagine that it's time before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That brings the whole Indian of Moir Mikdash, of not speaking in shul, having the Heretz in shul, having like a Heretz standing in one place, looking at the Seder, not being Bekalas Roish in shul. Do the Chetzoynistik Masim, that the Moir person of the Moir Mikdash. And it's difficult. It's tight in the Shurim. The most difficult thing is that you have to imagine Hashem is here. We don't see Hashem. Even this Yid who came into the shul, he only saw Hashem by Ne'ilu when the coach was open. To see Hashem is difficult. But if you say the words and you try to make Chetzoynistik Shtadlus of Yiras Shemayim, and by saying the words, slowly, the kavuna of standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only then afterwards comes Pirush HaMilas. We have to start off with saying the words. And then having kavuna, I'm standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through the words, we're moira kavuna of standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, Hashem Baruch will help you. We'll have kavuna of tefillah as well, of Pirush HaMilas. As that tefillah can come to the heart, from the heart. And as that tefillah is so great, that even the Baal Shem Tov wanted to be coined himself in the tefillah of a Yid who davens with primus of his heart. This is Merimus and Dalet Minim. Dalet Minim on the Ramas, the whole parts of a person's body. As it says in the Medrash, Kol Atzmoisai Toimarnu, all my limbs speak to Hashem. That's the Dalet Minim. As the Medrash says, the spine is the Lilev, the eyes or the Hadassim, the mouth is the Aruva, and the heart is the Esrig. We start off by taking the Dalet Minim to be meramis to ourselves, our tefillah has to be, and lekachtchem lechem, bring yourself with Kol Atzmoisai Toimarnu. We find it's difficult, Kol Atzmoisai Toimarnu. We have to start, as we said before, saying the words, and through the words, we ma'oira our hearts to realize, we're starting before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then with Zoycha, Tzeta Nishmai, Tav, Pirush HaMilas. But it starts off with Lekachtam Lechem. Bring yourself. Try and have the aim, the goal to bring yourself to davening. Don't daven and you should be somewhere else. Bring all your limbs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Ma'alayni Lasois. How can we Zoycha this Indian of Punu El Tfilis O'Ara, V'lebuzas Tfilusam? How can we be Zoycha in the times when we feel so Ara, so far from Hashem, with no Koyen, no Melech, no Irem V'timim, so distant, so many Nisyonis in the world, the street is so full of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so many temptations in the world, Fakir with the Torah. How can we still have this gewaltige jiddische geschmacke feeling of close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Abamin tells us, just take yourself, realize, have a goal, want to come to davening with all your limbs. And then the second thing is, the Abu Aminim on the Ramazan, the Eibishter. As the Medrash says, Pri Eis Huda, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pusik, Hoi Vehuda, Lavashtu. Kapus Temurim is the Eibishter. Tzadik Katumar Yifroch. Anaf Eitz Uves, Adasim is the Eibishter. Pusik Vehi Oymet Bein Adasim. Avanachal Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shneima Soilil Reuchav Baruvus. So this teaches both things. Bring yourself, bring all your limbs to davening. And realize that we hold the lead in Hashem. We're holding Hashem. We're close to Hashem. Shivisi Hashem neged the sum of the shas, we hold the Abu Aminim, we can be yuchel, standing, connect Hashem, ismachtem, lefnai Hashem, lekaichem. So, the lilev, the Abu Aminim, bring the simcha. Why? Because the lilev teaches us how we're meant to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one, bringing all our limbs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by trying to say the words, and the words of all our limbs to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And secondly, realize that we are standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Avodis Yisroel, the Koshitz of Magid, his youth started at Erev Sikkis. He says a gewaltige Wort. He says, why do we not shuckle a lilev on Shabbos, Shechol B'Sikkis? says a gewaltige Wort, says a Zoi. When we go, we take out the Lilith. We say, we go a Zoi, and then we go a Zoi. We go a Zoi means there's a period, something separating from Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then we get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to our heart. Every time we take the Lilith, we say, Hashem, we know we were far from you. But by taking the lilim, we're drawing you close to our hearts. This is all directions, all different directions, right and left and front and the back. We know we've sinned for you, maybe we've been distant from you, but let's draw close to you. Let's draw Hashem with the Abaminim, close with all our limbs, close to our heart. So he says, Azoy, on Yom Tov we're allowed to do it. Why? Because we say, Hashem, we were far from you. And we draw the lilim close, we're coming close to you. But on Shabbos Kodesh, the truth is, every Yish Neshoma is close to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. The Issa of Soysa, not allowed to break a building, to go and take a Lili of Shabbos, and go as though we're distant, we're breaking the Kesha, we're being Oiv Issa Soysa. How are we allowed to make this on Shabbos? You're making stira, mile on Yom Tov, when we're still distant, and we're trying to draw close to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. We're allowed to take the Lilev and say, Hashem, we are distant, please draw us close to our hearts. But on Shabbos Kodesh, when all Yish and Shumas, if they feel it or not, they are close to Hashem. The whole Kala school is close to Hashem. We're just trying to show Hashem there is in the Indian of distance. We're going to come close. We're already close. So by taking the Lilev and making Azoi, we're being Oiv Esa Soysa. The Heilige Kodesh Samagi, that Baruch Elokim, he actually saw, he realized, when he takes the Lilev, do you know what is going on? It's Mamash Goyer Mestira. And it's Esa Shabbos to be Soysa. And then to be Boina. It's Soysa Amnas Livnois. Tunish Esa. And Mordige, the half of the Heilige Kodesh Samagi, that's Yud, that's on Erev Sikis, the Heilige Kodesh Samagi, one of the biggest Talmidim of the Heilige Rebbe Reb Meilech, Abodis Yisrael, it was a Tzadik and a Guen. So the Heilige Kodesh Magid shows us how chushev the Lilev is. The Lilev teaches us how mamish a yid is close to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And by taking the Lilev is mamish speaking to Hashem with all his limbs. All his limbs are lying in this Lilev. And he's saying, Hashem, I know that the whole during the year I was far from you. But Hashem, please draw me close to my heart. I want to be close with all my limbs to you, Hashem. With Abu Aminim. The Abu Aminim are all our limbs. And Hashem. Because Hashem is in our limbs. Hashem dwells in every Yiddish limbs. And this is the limit. But we have to realize we can't start with big steps. We can't start with Chapik Maluchim. To start with small steps, like we learn as Hesem Achiva, when we come not to eat paspalta for 10 days. To start to be Kabbalah of ourselves. Small Kabbalahs to be able to daven, just to say the words. It's such an important thing. It makes us focus. It's easier. To have kavun, you have to take all your mind away from all different distractions. We're not always in the peace of mind to be able to take away our distractions. But to try to say the words inside by looking in, it's not that difficult. It is difficult because that's how it always makes decisions. It's not that difficult. And just looking at the Aleph Bais with a relaxed manner, and looking at the Heilige Oysir Shebehem Nivra Shemayim Uretz, like pushing the buttons. We push the buttons on the computer. We don't know why it's working. We just push the buttons. We push the buttons without thinking. Like, so come into the house, put on the lights, push the computer, push this machine, push this on. Do we think? We don't think. We just do it. But if we won't do it, it won't happen. We just try and just look at the buttons, nothing will happen. If we just look, come into shul, like mumble off the words without saying the words, nothing's going to happen. Maybe not, but nothing. Less is going to happen. I would say nothing. Who says Hashem is close to everybody? Let's just take the words and just say the words. You're not pushing the buttons. I have no kavanah. Don't worry about that. Just say the words. It's better to look at the words. To see the Heilige Aleph Bais. To realize the Kaddisha. A sitter falls to the floor. We run. We lift up. We kiss it. Why do we kiss it? Have a look at imagine a goy coming into a shul and seeing a book falling on the floor. Then it bends down, lifts up, kisses it. I think he's falling off his rockets. Kissing a book. We realize that the sitter is not only an instruction book. The Siddur is the Aleph Bais. The Siddur is not the instructions how it works. The Siddur is the Tefillah. Says the Chaim Volozhiner, Dvurim hu oyv de brim shloim vehudim Dvurim hu oyv de brim shloim. These words that we say, these words actually go up in Shemayim. Look at the Siddur and saying the words is the first step. And through that we are Zoycha to be able to have a Sefer Shemayim, to feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the second Kavuna, before Perish HaMelech, realizing I'm standing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, if somebody walks around like with Kalas Chosh and Shul, has his phone in his pocket, which is ringing, and is looking at the messages, and again, he going there, well, that's not cool, it's not Kodesh Buchi. If he has to realize, obviously, he has to do Chetzoinis to keep it in to bring the impression, to bring the atmosphere that he is standing in a Mukim Kodesh for Hashem, only then, number three, can it be Zoycha to have Set and Shmai to have Pirishim. There's no start to fight with number three. There's a stage. There's a side. Words, then Set and Shmai of Lefnai Kodesh Buch, as the Rashba says, and then with Zoycha to Pirishim. And the more a person is Zoycha to feel davening, to understand davening, the more he has the Chayshik to daven more and more. The main thing is, we have to be able to realize that Hashem loves whatever we give Him. Hashem loves. Whatever we try to give Him, people think that I have to have 100%. We're not there yet, so we don't start off. Whatever we can give to Hashem is important, like a father who waits for his child. I want to conclude my words with a story. I heard from Chushev Magid. In the times of the Russians in Eretz Yisrael, at the beginning of the Medina, it was very difficult with food. And they used to have rations. You couldn't go into a grocery and buy milk and shemen and sugar. You had to have tokens. My mother still remembers it. You have to have tokens. You stood in the queue. And you had to put a little milk, a little shemen, maybe an ifsh in England as well, even rations, but just the war. But at the beginning of the Medina, they had to wait with rations. So there was this time that the children came into Chayde in Yerushalayim. And the children looked so hungry and so, no light in their face, no sparkle in their eyes. This Rebbe was in Yerushalayim, full of heart, full of love to his children, to his Talmidim. How can he make his Talmidim happy? He decided every week he's going to take off a bit of the kemach of the flour he gets from his bread, and every Rosh Chodesh is going to bake a nice kokosh cake, nice long thin kokosh cake. He's going to cut it into 20 pieces, 20 Talmidim, cut it in 20 pieces. And give every child a piece of kokosh cake. Can you imagine what that means? More than £1 million. The children came into Chayde, the first Rosh Chodesh, their eyes lit up. Their mouth could hardly, they couldn't smile. It was difficult to smile because they hadn't smiled for so long. You had to smile. They got some rosy cheeks as well. And they saw the sparkles in their eyes. They had the cake. One Chodesh, another Chodesh. After a few Chodeshim, one of the children was a very warm child. He says, you know what? I am going to please my daddy. I'm going to take this piece of cake and please my daddy. He takes the cake, makes sure that no crumb should fall down, has for shulim, wraps it into a nice piece of paper, puts it into his little teshula, hangs it up on the peg. His stomach is really rumbling. He would really enjoy this Scottish cake. It would do him very good, but for his father. Keep the ash off sukkah, the break. Everybody goes out, all children are mumbling, eating their kokosh cake, and he goes to the kokosh cake, he opens it up, smells it again, closes it, no, for my daddy. Smells it again, he can't resist it, he gives a bite. Okay, one bite, nine is out. Okay. Puts it back into the teshula. Next lesson, the whole lesson is his stomach is rumbling, and he's thinking about the kokosh cake more than the learning. Next hasukkah, goes again. He won't open the teshula. He'll open the teshula, but it'll be too big in the soil. He's not going to open the teshula. No, he's not going. Just a minute before the end of the hafsukah, just to see it. He opens it up, just to smell it, just to see it. He can't resist. Another bite. Another hand. One bite here, one bite here. Sure. Goes back to the lesson, to the last lesson. His stomach is rumbling. He can't count to rumble. The last hafsukah, like half an hour before the end of chayda, small hafsukah goes out. You're kicking, nish kicking, you're nish testing, but he has to see it, just to see what's given for his father, big matuna, to see if it's still presentable. Takes it out, Mr. presentable, do a knack, not a knack, I'm a cake, Comes home to his tati, he's so excited. Tati, 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 I have a surprise. What surprise? Tati, I brought you some cake. Cake? Where did you get cake from? The Rebbe would get back cake from the Schoenisch. Why didn't you eat it? Tati, I want to give it for you, Tati. I want to show you how much I love you. Tati was overwhelmed. He takes the child, gives him a kiss of the Schlegel. He opens up the piece of cake. And I say it, du gebissen. Dort gebissen. His heart opened up and he burst out into tears When I heard this story from a good maggid better than me, I heard the oilim crying. I can't make a cry like that. I must not listen to my level enough. I heard the maggid saying this story. I heard the oilim crying from emotion. The father saw how much the child resisted and wanted to bring the cake for him. That brought a gewaltige hanua for the father. The Zohar Kodesh says, we find tefillah leMoshe, we find tefillah leDavid, and we find tefillah leUni. Frag the Zohar, welche tefillah is chushve? Tefillah for Moshe Rabbeini, tefillah for David HaMelech, and tefillah leUni. So the Zohar Kodesh, tefillah leUni ki Yatoif. The first tefillah that comes to Hashem, Yatoif, and macht alle andere tefillahs all werden später, what tief im Lelovam. Tefillah leUni, the tefillah of the Uni, ki Yatoif, he postpones all of the tefillahs. Why? Elifnai Hashem, Yishbach Sichoi. Hashem sees the broken heart. Hashem takes the heart of the Yid by himself. No Maluchim. Hashem himself involves himself with the Yidin. Is the end of tefillah leUni. We in this Doivit generation, we take all our limbs and our esrig and our lilip and we pour our heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's machmel lefnai Hashem lekeich, after realize that by having a tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are closer than tzaddikim. Our tefillah draws, can do it to the Eibishter, that Eibishter helps us to be soiche, to have a freilichen yontev, a lechtigen yontev, a trickene yontev, soiche zan to sit in the sikke, and kaisar abominem, but toch simche, and geholfen werden mit alle yeshiyas, nach marxi, mit toivla, get kvittel mit allem gitten.
Can you not shout, please? Why do you shout?
It's hot flushness.
No shouting. I don't like your Joshua.
It shouldn't be.